Father, to minister the word. Father, I thank you that I minister out of my spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, not out of flesh. Father, that no flesh will glory in your sight. Father, I just thank you that you anoint the people's ears to hear and receive, Father, and be doers of the word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise the Lord. What the Lord has been dealing with me and has given me is an overcomer's view, that we're overcomers. And I thank God for that view. And it's in him. Let's go to 1 John 5 and 4. 1 John 5 and 4. An overcomer's view. And the view is God's view. Not people, not your background, not where you come from, but God's view. And his view is in the word of God. And I thank God for his word today, because I don't have to look to myself. But I can look to his word that tells me I'm an overcomer. And I had been dealing with this 1 John 5 and 4. And I was saying, Lord, an overcomer. And I'm going to give you the definition in a minute. 1 John 5 and 4. Because I got so much to say. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, in the Amplified Bible, it says, for whatsoever is born of God is victorious over the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. God says that if you are born of God, then you are an overcomer. Amen. And so the overcomer is one who subdues, a conqueror, overcome, prevails, and get the victory. This is how God sees us. And he gave me a definition on that. He said God sees us as an overcomer because he is on the inside of us, and this is how he sees himself and not you. And I thank God for that I don't have to look to me to decide whether or not I'm an overcomer. He's on the inside of me. And that's what makes me an overcomer. And this is how God sees us. Now the question is, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself like God sees you? Or do you see yourself as a victim of your circumstances? This is which I was for years. That's why I never did nothing. Looking at my circumstances, looking at my past, looking at where I come from, which wasn't very much. And that's why you don't do very much. But I got my eyes, I thank God for a revelation that I got my eyes off of me. And I thank God that he has prepared me for ministry, because as long as I was looking at myself, I wasn't going to do nothing. And I sat, and I sat, and I sat, and I sat, and I sat. I did all mine from behind the scenes. I didn't think I was worthy enough. But then I got a revelation that I'm seeing myself how God sees me. God, is this how you see me? An overcomer? Then I'm an overcomer. Yeah. Amen. I'm an overcomer. Praise God. And I head down, no matter what we face, God sees us as an overcomer. He never changes. I don't care what we go through, God never changes. He said, you are an overcomer. Now I want to go to Numbers 13, which is real good. I don't know about you, but I'm going to take God's view. I drop mine. The minute I got a revelation, I drop my view. Amen. Praise God. God's view. Ooh, and look, this is interesting. Numbers 13, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan. Listen to this, which I give unto the children of Israel. The Lord said, only thing I want you to do is search the land, because this is the land that I am giving to you. Just like the Lord told us, you are an overcomer. Keep that in mind. He says, I'm giving you the land. He also says that I am an overcomer. Okay. He say, which I give to you, of every tribe of their father shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, listen here, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. Now go over to the 25th verse. It gets real good. And they returned from searching the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness where ran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them all the fruit of the land. See the proof of it. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us. And surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Everything that God said. See, when everything God gives us, whenever everything God gives us or anything God tells us to do, it's good. You can bank on it. But the 28th verse say, nevertheless, that sounds like one of them buts. The people be strong that dwell in the land and the city so walled. Look at this. And very great, and moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and the coast of Jordan. Look at this. He told them, I've given you the land, and they went over there and searched the land, and they said, well, Lord, the land is good, but did you know all these folks were over there in the land? Did you know that the city was walled? Did you know all that? Did you know all the folks was over there that occupying the land? And it's like when God tells us that I go and possess something, go possess the land. I called you to a certain ministry, and it's like, Lord, did you know my background? Did you know what I did? Yeah, I know you're a liar and a crook and a thief and everything else. But God cleaned you up. You see what I'm saying? And the devil, he would try to get us on our background. But once God cleans you up, he don't see that. He sees you as an overcomer. And so you have to defeat that thought. You got to cast that thought down. And Caleb, the 30th verse said, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. He seen himself like God seen him, and that was an overcomer. He said, we're well able because God was on the inside. God said, I had given you the land. All you got to do is go and possess it. He ain't asking you to do nothing. He just said, be obedient and get in line with the vision, get in line with the word, get in line with the calling. I'm going to do it through you. And Caleb still the people before Moses said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went out with him said, we be not able. He know you ain't able. That was right. You ain't able to do it. I ain't able to do it neither. I'm not able to stand up here neither. But God is going to do it through me. He had to get me out of jacket, get me out of flesh. They say, but we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. You say, God, what you asking me to do? I can't do it. He knows that. That's why he's going to do it through you. And we keep thinking God is asking us to do something. No, he asked you to be obedient and allow him to work through you. Because he said, we be not able. He know you ain't able. You can't. He know you can't do nothing. And they brought up an evil report. You know, when you don't do what God say do, and don't see yourself the way God see you, he called it evil. He called it an evil report. You evil. He said, brought up an evil report out of the land which they had searched until the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants. Now you're lying. Thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Now, what defeated them? What kept them out the promised land? Their own selves. The giants didn't keep them out. Not the city being walled didn't keep them out. It's how they saw themselves that kept them out. And we were in our own sight. I looked up that word sight. It means outward appearance. It's how you see yourself. If you don't take God's view and see yourself the way God sees you or the way the word of God sees you, you're not going to do nothing. You're going to be in your own sight as a grasshopper. And then he said, and so were we in our own sight. And then you thought everybody in their sight. Then now you're thinking everybody else see you that way. They see I'm not worthy, and so-and-so see me not worthy. So therefore, since you think you're not worthy, you're not capable, and you think everybody else, sees you not capable. And so as a result, you don't do nothing. But the key is, God gave me a key. And I'm going to keep reiterating over and over and over again. Satan will seize every setback and problem as an accusation to bring to your mind. He knows that if he can defeat your thoughts,